Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Gosh Daniel Podcast, episode 16, the mostly Daniel-less Gosh Daniel episode. I recorded another interview without Daniel, but with another Daniel. So I guess we could say it's still Gosh Daniel.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I just had that realization.
He replaced you only for an episode.
That's nice.
Daniel's going on a little bit of a trip for personal reasons. But this is what we just recorded with this nerd talking about fantasy books and Brandon Sanderson, The Wheel of Time, Harry Potter, stuff like that. So if you have not finished Harry Potter and you know who you are, do not listen.
I am that person.
Do not listen.
I am.
Okay, you can't listen. If you have not finished every book by Brandon Sanderson, and you care if things are spoiled, do not listen.
I am not, and I care.
We didn't actually spoil Wheel of Time at all, so you can listen for that if you have finished those other two. That sort of thing. But in the meantime, before the interview was a bit short, so I feel like we should talk about Thrawn a little bit, which I'm really excited to talk about. So I read the first two chapters of Thrawn last night before recording, and which for those of you who don't know is Timothy Zahn's newest book about Thrawn. It's a Star Wars thing. Well, we talked about it on the last episode, so let's just assume you're updated.
I think we did.
You know what Thrawn is. Yes, it's a book and it's great, and it's about Grand Admiral Thrawn. And the first two chapters are like super intriguing. Like, it didn't have to be Star Wars for it to be interesting to me. It seemed like its whole, like, its own sci-fi thing apart from anything I'd ever read in the Star Wars universe before.
Okay.
And I mean, obviously, I know that later it progresses to the point where it's like your normal sort of Star Wars book, but it wasn't at first. And the first few chapters are very, very, I don't know, like, it's hard to explain. They're just really good, and I think that book, even alone just for those bits that I've read, it's totally worth a read. Do you want me to give a brief summary, or should we not
spoil
it?
I mean, sure, as long as there's no spoilers.
Yeah, I mean, it's the first two chapters, so I'm not really spoiling much. But basically, it's explained through exposition that Thrawn was exiled from his home planet because he disagreed with the leaders about something, the leaders of his planet. What I think those disagreements are like, he murdered people or something, but I'm not really sure. They haven't really explained it yet. But yeah, so basically the Imperials have this mandate from the Old Republic that they have to study any new species they find. So they go out on this planet and they end up seeing like a hut. And so then they have to stay there and study the species, but they don't know what it is and they can't see it. Then people are getting attacked left and right and nobody still knows who it is. Explosions all over the place. Battery packs and V-wings crash, and the grenades keep getting stolen and stuff like that. And then eventually what they do is they just decide to take the entire hut, put it in their ship, and go right back up to the Star Destroyer. And they wait there for 2 hours with the lights off, and then you see a figure like leaving the ship, and then they just immediately capture him, basically. Like he surrenders because they find him on the ship somewhere, and so then they're starting to interview him, and it's Thrawn basically. Like they thought it was multiple people, like a whole race of people that were like attacking them, and it was just Thrawn.
He's
like a genius of at everything, but he's like a genius at tactics and stuff like that. And
that's just kind of like his origin, I guess, right?
Yeah, that's how the Imperials find him. They discover he's a Chiss, and they start trying to talk to him, and he's not perfectly fluent in basic. Like, there are some words he doesn't really know very well, but he can understand it fine. And basically, they're interviewing him, and he's, you know, willing to answer their questions. It's actually really, really, really cool. Intriguing. It's just it's an amazing opening to a book.
That's cool. You're going to have to tell us how you're liking it as you read it.
Yeah.
And I'll probably want to get to that once I finish Harry Potter and Brandon Sanderson and all the other canon Star Wars books I need to read. So
yeah, it's
that's nice.
It's totally worth anybody's time, I think. I'm hoping to have it finished so that we can pretty much talk about it almost, not exclusively, but talk about it a lot more in the next episode, because I want to finish it by then. So.
All right, cool.
Yeah. But yeah, so I was talking with my uncle, Daniel. We were talking about, you know, Brandon Sanderson stuff, starting with Words of Radiance, and we just go on from there. So yeah, upcoming is just sort of like an interview, you could say, but it's basically just us talking. It's a little awkward, a little informal. Well, I mean, this whole podcast is informal and awkward, but, you know, it's a bit different than the norm. And the audio might sound weird. We use different mics and whatever. So, yeah, but that's it. Yeah, enjoy.
Yay.
So I've been reading a lot of Words of Radiance, and I'm almost done with it because I'm at, like, chapter 70.
Done with it for the which
The
which
fourth time. Fourth time.
Excellent.
And I did realize some things that I didn't know before. So my original thought was that Spren are shards.
Tiny pieces of a shard, yeah.
Yeah. Well, splinters, sorry.
Sure.
But they aren't. They're just a form of investiture, which I'm not really sure what that makes the Stormfather.
No, because I think that Syl said...
Tiny pieces of a god.
That's what she said, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
but is all investiture just a piece of Adelinasium?
You mean Adenalsium?
I can't say it. I've never been able to say that. I know what it looks like. I could spell it for you. I can't say it.
It's even funnier because I never pronounce any of the names correctly. So,
and that's the one thing I just can't pronounce.
It's the one thing I can hold on to.
But it's never appeared in a book. They've never said... Well, no, wait, no.
That's a lie.
Okay, Wit said it in Way of Kings, but other than that...
And it was in one of the Mistborn books. Two of them.
Okay, fine. So they said it a few times. But yep. So, I didn't even know the Cosmere existed until I went to one of his signings, and he started talking about it.
Huh.
And then I was amazed.
They do start to use that word in the Stormlight Archives pretty soon, like right out the gate. Yesna talks about the Cosmere.
See, yeah.
I got it right that time. It's not Jasna.
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 Sounds stupid.
But she talks about, like, right off the bat, when she refers to the world and the universe, she talks about the Cosmere. So,
yeah,
capital C.
When I went through that, it was like my first fantasy book or second fantasy book.
You were an ignoramus.
So here's how I read.
Ignoramus.
I actually think I did. I read Mistborn, then Alloy of Law, then The Way of Kings, and then went back and read Well of Ascension and Hero of Ages, after having thoroughly spoiled myself with Alloy of Law. But I still didn't understand actually what happened in Alloy of Law, because it didn't make sense to me, because I only half paid attention to it.
Wait, you read Alloy of Law before Mistborn?
I read Mistborn and then Alloy of Law. I didn't finish the trilogy.
How?
I don't know. It was my first time reading fantasy, and I didn't actually pay attention to the order of books, and I was like, oh, that sounds fun. It's a Western.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And I didn't even get it, so I was still shocked at the ending of Hero of Ages. So.
Incredible.
It shouldn't have made any sense to me, and I don't think it did. But Alloy of Law was the first book I think I read four times.
Mm.
So.
Of all books ever, you mean?
I think, yeah. Probably.
You see.
Probably ever.
Kids these days.
Yeah.
Back in my day, you binge read Tolkien like a upstanding citizen.
Well, I had done that. Like, I guess I just didn't count Tolkien as my first fantasy, but yes. That just because it's like you can assume I've read that, and I could assume I've read that from the age of 2 years old.
Oh, okay.
But it's like my first modern fantasy.
Okay, could be. I see.
Yeah. And I think I probably had read that twice.
Okay.
So.
All right. Yeah. Well, I'll allow it.
Well, you know, our patron Hunt the Bunt Gunter Schmunter still hasn't even finished the Lord of the Rings trilogy. So
hasn't.
Has not.
The Lord of the Rings.
No, he's read all the Cosmere books.
Huh.
Has not finished Tolkien. He read The Hobbit. He read Fellowship of the Ring and The Two Towers. And he says Tolkien is something he can appreciate, but it's not exactly something he likes.
Hmm. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. That is an opinion one can hold.
It is indeed. Lots of people get bored at the constant, really long descriptions of things. And the first time I went through the Fellowship of the Ring, I'm pretty sure I skipped a lot of the songs. And almost all of the Council of Elrond I skipped.
Yeah, but that's where I burned out. I think I tried to read it when I was 10.
That was probably the age I was.
And I burned out on the Council of Elrond, for sure.
Yeah, it was bad.
And then...
I mean, good, but...
I might have skipped to the end of The Return of the King. I still bear the guilt and shame of that act.
And you think I'm weird for having read Alloy of Law before finishing Mistborn?
Yeah, because what I did wasn't weird. It was immoral and wrong. I was a dirty cheater, and I repent of my ways publicly. We've talked about how my memory like purges everything from a series once I'm done with it. So,
What happened at the end of Wheel of Time?
Oh, well, that I remember. I don't know why that sticks out. Probably because it's so weird.
Oh, no.
But spoilers.
I can't wait for the TV show because it's probably really bad.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it's going to suck.
I'm pretty sure the guy who wrote it is, like, writing for, like, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and things
hey,
like that.
Hey, now. I like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
But do you think that's right for a giant epic fantasy Game of Thrones-style Wheel of Time show?
You know, I actually do. Because the structure of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is actually very... feels really similar to the narrative structure of Wheel of Time. There's lots of different characters. It shifts perspective all the time.
I only watched the first episode and it was so crap.
Why are we even having this conversation?
I don't know. But yeah, I came to some realizations reading Words of Radiance.
Okay, back in the Cosmere, capital
yeah,
C.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the one realization I really got that came to me was that I really can't wait for Oathbringer. That's the number one.
I don't really feel like that's news worth discussing. But
well,
yeah.
I don't know. Number two is that one of the Ghostbloods, the one who wears the mask, is from Southern Scadrial, and she's part of one of those hunter clans that you discover in Bands of Mourning who always wear all of those masks.
And what? Yeah. No, I don't
know. No, it's true.
I don't know.
It's very, very true. Mm. And it's been confirmed by the Coppermind, which is like the Cosmere Wikipedia.
Yeah, but can a wiki confirm things? It's not within the rights of
no,
a wiki.
No, it didn't confirm it, but it's on there as being confirmed. By Mr. Sanderson.
Citations. I need
Mr.
citations.
Sanderson. But also...
Here's where I thought she was from. I thought because at the end of... What is this book we're talking about? Words of Radiance. Mraes, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I got one. Mraes calls her his Babsk, which is the same term that the traitor people...
Yeah, the Faelin people.
Yeah. They use that for each other.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking maybe they're related?
No.
Somehow, but she doesn't have the eyebrows, so
no,
maybe...
She doesn't... Not only does she not have the eyebrows, but she said earlier... that she trained him.
Right.
So that's just basically all that, is that Mraes has the possibility of being originally from Roshar.
Okay.
And Elatil has just been there for a while.
All right. Okay. Fine. So he may have used the term because he picked it up from the Thalen vocabulary.
Yeah.
Fine. I thought I was onto something with that one, but maybe not.
Oh, that's all right. I don't want to crush your Cosmere hopes and dreams. And theories,
I don't really have any pretensions to keeping this all together. So,
neither do I. Although I wish I did. There's a lot of very weird, interesting things. But in that one chapter with the Ghostbloods, there are like a bunch of things that they have like random trophies of, which is like a random lock of golden hair, silver dagger, which. Means like, okay, so that's from Shadows for Silence in the Forest of Hell. The golden lock might be one of the royal locks from Warbreaker.
Don't they specifically mention... Well, it could have been from anywhere. It could have been from Ciri, because it mentions them taking it away. But it also could have been from Vivenna. if that's how you pronounce it, while she was selling her hair when she was destitute.
It could be that. Or, like, that's the trophy they took after they killed Vivina when she went with Vasher.
To no! Russia.
That's what I'm thinking.
She's alive. So I need to go back and look at it, but it describes one of the priests in the training grounds at the Shattered Plains with Vasher slash...
Yeah.
Whatever he's called.
Zahil?
Yeah. Zahil. Zahil. Anyway, this describes one of the priests there. Like, there are a lot of male and female priests, and one of them has short, pale hair. And I don't know. Could be.
That's probably,
maybe she's there with her. That's
but
what
but
I,
I thought Ardents like weren't supposed there. To have hair at all.
Well, maybe it was described as having been, like, buzzed. I don't know. Whatever. It's a stretch.
But, you know, it is
a
possibility.
I think they're still out there having adventures. 'Cause
that'd be really cool.
Yeah.
But like, it's so cool how very obviously, if you've read Warbreaker, Vasher just makes sense. Like, that's Vasher, because he's, like, green from the ground. Is like, he uses a bunch of, like, very colory.
Okay, because I just read Words of Radiance and then Warbreaker, so I didn't do it in the order that you're describing.
Me too. This is my first time actually having read the Stormlight Archive since reading Warbreaker. And I'm going to reread it right after I'm done with Words of Radiance.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a lot of... Yeah, I don't know. I'm nervous about Nightblood, because Brandon did confirm that Nightblood, you know, how he feeds off of breath. He just feeds off of investiture of any kind.
Okay.
Which means, like, he would feed off of Stormlight.
Okay.
So, Zeth is obviously going to be a lot different without an Honor Blade, but he'll have Nightblood.
Okay.
So he'll basically fight like Vasher did in that epic last battle, but it'll be taking his Stormlight instead of something so hard to get back like breath.
True.
So he can suck in Stormlight still, I would think. And now I'm getting a phone call again.
Dude,
shut up.
Turn your phone off, man.
I'm sorry. There we go.
Yeah, that's a good point. How come it's... That's a good question. The economy of investiture seems more finite in the world of Warbreaker than it does Stormlight Archives.
That's the only thing that actually bugged me about Warbreaker, because I'd read every single one of his Cosmere books, and all of a sudden it was like, there's no, like, giant epic, like, anything, really, until the end.
And although,
there's, I don't know.
I guess the counterbalance to that is that with breath, you can get it back after you've put it in something, whereas with Stormlight, you can't.
No, you can.
Yeah,
because Shallan took it back from one of her things one time.
No, that's true. But I mean,
like as a Windrunner or something.
No, because Kaladin can't.
Depends on what you are. If you're like a Lightweaver, then you can. It just depends on the surge.
But it does decay over time.
Yeah.
So.
But I think if you say all of the oaths, like all five of them, then Stormlight is held perfectly. And doesn't, like, so...
Okay.
Could be. You don't go through it as much, so it's a little different. Like, you can hold on to it for the most part, unless you start talking, I'd expect, but I'm not sure.
Well, we haven't seen anybody past two, right?
Yeah. Well, three. Kaladin says the third one at the end of Words of Radiance.
Right. Yes, that's true. Okay.
And I actually really don't understand how far along Shallan is, because it
we don't
seemed,
know, yeah,
yeah, because it's by telling lies, and she was already at the stage that she could use a shard, like a shard blade, when she was like a kid.
Mm-hmm.
So, she might be all the way. Who knows? And so could Yesna. But it's possible Yesna spoke the third one, which lets you use a shard blade, I think. While she was in Shadesmar. Because it actually was sort of confirmed that she was in Shadesmar, not the spiritual realm like I thought. because there's a non-canon scene of that whole assassination attempt with Yesna that Brandon wrote and said that there might be some continuity errors and that, like, there are some things that don't make sense, like, that he hasn't gotten the right terms for hadn't done yet, but that's the basic idea. And she basically goes fully into Shadesmar. She gets pulled in there by her Spren, fully. And with the last bit of Stormlight she has, she gets healed.
That was my theory. Yes!
I didn't know. And it's really cool. That scene's really good, and it's worth a read. But then when she comes back out at the epilogue of Words of Radiance, she basically, well, how she gets there, she else calls, I think.
Okay.
Which is her, because she's an else caller, that's her order. But that involves, so you have the two surges of else calling and light, not light weaving, soul casting. So I think she else called there. But they did talk about how she could get back using Honor's perpendicularity or something like that. That's one way to get back from Shadesmar.
Okay.
Which to me means that I didn't exactly get it. I just thought a world was a perpendicularity if there was a shard there. But it seems less like that and more like each shard has their own perpendicularity. It gets really complicated. I'm not really sure.
I don't understand any of that.
You don't even know what I mean by perpendicularity, do you?
It seems like a tangent.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. You know what? I'm not even going to post this. Wow.
No, this is too good. That joke was too good to let it sit on your hard drive.
Whatever.
Just you wait. It'll be bugging you. You'll be sitting awake at night just thinking about this gem of a podcast.
This gem heart of a podcast.
So that was
really wow. All there was. Wasn't that an amazing discussion? It was
a bit lame.
Something. No, it was something. I haven't heard it, but I'm sure it's.
I didn't even really have that much to say, to be honest. I just kept trying to say things. I'm not really sure how well that will work in podcast format.
It's
but,
all right.
Anyways, there it is. Sorry. You're welcome. Merry Christmas. I don't know. What's on your mind, Daniel?
On my mind is, okay, well, I'm still recovering from that amazing interview, I think it was.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys talked about a lot of stuff, and I think that it was just, I don't know, I have no idea what to say.
Incomprehensible?
Well,
perhaps?
I have no idea
like
what to say.
Like it was just a continuation of maybe previous conversations instead of an actual just like basic interview?
No, it was like, it was so amazing.
Really?
And like the way you did it and there was this style to it that I just thought, well, okay, I haven't listened to it, but I'm sure I would say this if I listened to it. I would say the style that you did it in was like this like new but refreshing, you know? It was refreshing.
Either that or you'd say it's utter
poop. Well, anyways, I hope that you forgive the Gosh Daniel podcast brand.
Yeah, for the very, very poor interview. However, maybe we'll have Mr. Uncle Daniel on again another time for some reason. That'll
work. Be cool.
He seems to know things sometimes, so that might be fun.
And hey, maybe in like 5 years I'll be able to listen to the interview because then I won't get things
spoiled.
Yeah,
you'll really have to work at it. If you've never read either Harry Potter nor Sanderson or Wheel of Time or any of those things and you don't want to be spoiled, then like, wow. You're going to have to, you have like
thank
a
you.
Few
hey,
years
I'm
of work cut out for you there.
I'm getting finished with
okay,
Harry
fine.
Potter, all right?
Yeah, okay. All right, yeah, well,
all right.
That's okay.
I mean, not really, but I'm
no,
really
okay,
going to
yes.
go at it.
I forgive you for not having read as much as I have.
We should probably continue with the outro, I guess. Or not continue, but start it. Okay, well, thank you for listening, if you made it this far.
I'm sorry
and,
again.
And Don't forget to check us out on the Twitters. The Twitters. And it's twitter.com/GoshDanielPod.
Gosh Daniel, all the pods.
Yeah. Wait, is it the Gosh Daniel Pod? No, it's Daniel just Gosh Daniel Pod. Or is it Gosh Daniel Pod?
It's just Gosh Daniel Pod.
I made the account, and I still don't even know what it's called.
Because I have to type it out every time on the description. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
we're also patreon.com/GoshDaniel if you want to give us your money. Like Myron Smith.
That's
did.
True.
But also, there's Hunt the Bunt Gunter. Schmunter. Yeah, but if you want to give us money, Daniel, which
if
I know you forgot about.
I
want to
give you money?
If you want to give me money, then go to www.patreon.com/GoshDaniel.
And that's how you, if you want us to be your friends, just do that and we'll basically be your friends.
If you don't give us money, you're not our friends.
Evidence has shown when Myron gives us money, we become her friend. And same with Hunt the Bunt Gunther. Like, we're really close with them now, and it's because they've given us money.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Hunt the Bunt Gunther Schmunter might actually just replace Daniel on the podcast someday.
Oh,
who knows?
That's nice. That's really nice to be kicked out of the podcast.
And Hunt the Bunt Gunther is actually probably the only person that's listened to this episode because it's full of spoilers for everything. But I know for a fact Hunt has read them.
Huh, that's cool.
So, yeah. It's no spoilers for him.
Yay!
It's actually just, to be honest, this is a little bit of a tease. Hunt and I were thinking of starting a podcast, talking about the same sort of thing, fantasy books and sci-fi stuff. So that's like a little taste of what that might be like if we ever come out with that.
Yeah, I mean, because one podcast isn't enough, so.
So that's what we have. That's pretty much it. Yeah, let's see. We did our Twitters. We did our Patreon.
Oh, and we're on iTunes if you're listening on YouTube or anywhere else. And we're on YouTube if you're listening on iTunes and Stitcher and whatever. So we're on everything.
And if you're listening on Stitcher, you're doing it wrong.
Technically, they're doing it right because it's the easiest way if you don't want to listen on YouTube. And if you don't have an Apple device or don't want to download iTunes. So.
Okay, so it's easy, but it's...
The wrong way. It's the easy it's way easy, out. But...
It's the easy way out. It's like the dark side.
Yeah,
it's not.
It is.
It's not more powerful. However, it is easier.
Oh, wow. That was really deep. My mind has been Star Wars blown.
Well, I mean, you've seen Empire Strikes Back, right?
Yeah.
Well, doesn't Luke like, is the dark side stronger? And Yoda says, like, no, more powerful it is or something like that, though. Oh, wait, no, not more powerful it is. Sorry. He's like, no, easier it is or something
like
that.
Yeah, that's, I don't know. Yeah, that's
sure.
true.
So. Anyways, I thought I was quoting it correctly, and now there are, like, a bunch of, like, really loud people outside of my door, so I should probably just end it anyways. Thank you for listening. See you later. Bye, human beings, and I'm sorry again. I really am.
Thank you, bye.
But, bye.